Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
You may have missed the news while you're working all morning long. We're going to catch you up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Judge Scott Blaney denied the city of Phoenix's stay on a ruling to clean up the zone homeless encampment. KTAR host and Valley attorney Barry Markson explains how the court came to its decision.
The city did not present any new information or arguments beyond what was presented in their original case and instructed the city to continue its efforts.
Will the city of Phoenix take ownership of the zone and clean it before the deadline?
I think they have to. I think that they've got to make every effort, and because the citizens in that area, some of the people that are living in the zone deserve protection from the crimes that are being committed against them. But the business owners certainly deserve to have a neighborhood that they can do business in, they can be proud of. And this judge was right. This has been going on for far too long, and it's gotten far too bad. And it needs every effort to get it cleaned up. And I'm glad the judge did what he did.
A Phoenix police officer was attacked while responding to a domestic violence call. The president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, Darrell Kripling, says he hopes to see people take a stand against violent attacks to police officers.
I think that the people who support the police, support law and order, should stand up and be vocal about this. This is not what we accept in our community, that we won't accept this in our community.
What has caused an increase in these attacks?
You know, I don't know if it's an increase in the attacks or an increase in awareness, but we do know that when we've had the defund the police movement, there was an uptick in crimes against cops. In a situation like this, the cop was doing his job. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office did their job by asking for a $100,000 cash bond. But for some reason, and I think this judge should have to answer that question to someone, why did this judge believe that that person shouldn't have to pony up $100,000 in cash to be let out of jail? It was only going to cost $6,000 because of the $60,000 bond, but allowed you to pay 10% to get out. The question here is more about what was it about the viciousness of this attack that that judge had to know about that still believed that this person should be out for $6,000 when he just pummeled this police officer. That's what people should be questioning. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the major headlines.
Despite the third bank failure in the last 2 months, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again during their meeting later this week.
Analysts say while the Fed is mindful of the bank failure, they haven't seen any systemic issues, leading investors to believe the Fed will raise interest rates once again. But some expect this to be the last hike for now, so policymakers can see if what they've done this past year is enough as inflation is slowing.
Will you be surprised if it's the last rate hike for a while?
Yeah, I will be, because we are still seeing job growth continue. There is still inflation. Inflation is very high in the gas and food sectors. So until we see prices starting to fall, and unfortunately that's going to go along with people losing their jobs, we are going to continue to see this happening, and I think we are going to see more increases.
With the expiration of Title 42 looming, the Biden administration has approved more help to the southern border.
The Department of Defense is sending an additional 1,500 active duty troops to the region to help monitor sections of the border between customs checkpoints. A statement from the White House says the deployment is in response to the threat posed by international drug trafficking.
Is this too little, too late?
I don't know that it's too late, but it is too little. I think we should be doing more, we should have done more, and we should always be leaving the door open to even more that needs to be done. I've talked about this so many times, that we are ruining our immigration system in America and ruining the opinions of the American people about immigration because of illegal immigration and because of crimes at the border. We should be doing everything we can to secure the border so that we can have an immigration system we can be proud of as Americans. And I think if it's sold that way to the American people, maybe we can force Congress to work together to get something done. I'm glad something's happening from the White House. This is definitely a step in the right direction. There's no doubt about that, but a lot more needs to be done, and that's what experts are saying. It's not just me. Great job, Julia, as always. And keep it locked here, as all morning long we've been all over this story about this 1,500 troop deployment, a statement being made by the Department of Defense, Pentagon talking about this. I'm sure Jeff's going to have an update in the news, and we'll have updates all day long here. Download that KTAR News app. You'll be notified of breaking news stories and events that are happening, and either directed to a story at KTAR.com or something happening on the air. It really is the best news app that's out there.